Filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci often explores sexual and political themes in his work. Bob Mondello says The Dreamers, which opens today, is no exception.
The year is 1968, the city, Paris, and to 20-year-old Matthew visiting from the U.S., the place to be is the Cinémathèque, where Henri Langlois shows everything from silent film classics to the French New Wave. All are projected through a haze of cigarette smoke and politics, which explains the crowd that gathers outside one spring day.
Langlois had been sacked by the government, and it seemed like every film buff in Paris had turned out in protest. It was our very own cultural revolution.
In the crowd, Matthew connects with Isabel, a young film lover like himself who looks seductively helpless in a movie starish way, cigarette dangling from her lip.
What's your name?
Matthew.
You're here a lot, aren't you? But you never talk to anyone. You've been wondering why you're always alone.
I don't really know anybody. How come you're chained to the gates?
I'm not chained to the gates.
No, she's play-acting, waiting for her twin brother Theo, who is also a film nut. Though Theo's not quite as intrigued by Matthew as Isabel is, they're soon suggesting that the lad move in with them while their parents are away, and the three become inseparable, sort of Jules and Jim and Jim's really sexy sister, young and reckless, arguing about Chaplin and Godard and acting out the passions they see on screen. Matthew quickly realizes that the twins are way too close, both psychologically and physically, but in the hothouse atmosphere of their apartment, he becomes a willing participant in their games, even when he's not quite sure where they'll lead.
Why are you two looking at me like that?
Well, you see, my little Matthew, there's something Theo and I have been meaning to do for a long time, but we've been waiting for the right person to do it with, and I think you're finally it.
To do what?
Try to beat the record of Bonaparte.
What record?
Well, you've seen Bonaparte, haven't you?
Yeah?
You remember the scene where the three of them race through the Louvre?
Vaguely, remind me.
And they try to beat the world record of 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
We're going to beat their record.
Racing through the Louvre Museum is one of the more innocent challenges. Others lead to activities that earn the Dreamers an NC-17 rating and that allow director Bernardo Bertolucci to illustrate Matthew's observation that a filmmaker is like a peeping Tom. But if the director plays the voyeur here, it's with the wistful, forgiving air of a man who remembers what it was like to be young and in love with life and film and possibility. The characters, besotted with feelings they've previously experienced only in darkened cinema, think they've found a kind of Eden in that apartment, and with a visual grace few directors could match, Bertolucci lets them and the audience revel in Eden a while before the outside world reasserts itself. It does reassert itself with a cobblestone through a window, a reminder that another new wave was sweeping Paris in 1968, less alluring, perhaps, but just as revolutionary. I'm Bob Mondello.